It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith.
It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord, Brother Jerome. Will you please open up with prayer?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come here today and to be able to hear word from you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word, and we need your word. In a world that's so dark and so cold right now, you said your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and we need that. So as we clear our hearts and our minds today to receive a right now word from you, Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you would open our understanding, that we may be able to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. We thank you and we praise you for the victory right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember, there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line with the phone number of 916-588-9688. The third is an in-person service every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, and that's in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the Word Going Forth every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the phone number is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, that's North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written request to our email address. The email address is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. Always remember to mute your phone. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Good evening. This is Sister Cindy. I have 2 testimonies. First of all, you know, last week you prayed for a coworker of mine. She was in a coma, and she came out the coma the next day. So I just want to thank God you spoke to that unconscious state, and her body responded the next day. So I give God all the glory for that. And number two, you prayed for me for some blood tests that I had, some lab work. Pastor Smith, that the doctor highlighted everything because it was like the best. Everything was normal. I mean, he had to highlight it. I guess he was surprised, too, because he just had the marker, and he just marked all over the page. It was, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Everything was normal. So I just thank God for that.
Praise the Lord, Sister Cindy. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Evangelist Cooksey. I just want to just give God the praise. One of the mothers in our church, last week, one of the ladies found her, she had passed out on her living room floor. To make a long story short, they got her to the doctor, and they had to send her to Stanford. She went into a coma, and she was in a coma for about 3 days, and they didn't think she was going to come out. Her family didn't. But the saints began to pray, and she wasn't responding. Her kidneys were not functioning, but 4 days later, she came to herself. She began to respond. She came out of the coma, and now she's back from Stanford at a local hospital in her hometown. They said she's talking, and I said that's nothing but the power of prayer. And God encouraged us that when we ask Him something, to believe Him, and He will do it. So I thank God for delivering the mother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just thank the Lord for the 3-day shut-in fast at Full Gospel House of Prayer. Just came through with victory and power. So I just thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the willing workers that stayed through the fast and supported the ministry. I thank the Lord for our pastor who was led by the Holy Ghost to do the fast and standed on the word throughout the 3 days. And, you know, fasting in this day, a lot of people don't do that. So I just thank the Lord for our pastor being obedient to God, leading her to do that, and the members that were there and those that supported and those that fasted that weren't able to make it as well. So I just thank the Lord for that and everything that the enemy tried to do to distract it that God overrode. So I just thank him again for the victory and power that came through the fast.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, my testimony is I was one of the people who came in and did the shut-in, the 3 days. And, oh, my goodness, it was a struggle. But when I look back, oh, my goodness, it was so powerful. I thank God that he allowed me to be there for all 3 days. He came through for me. I got my breakthrough when I went in. I had not been able to really see well my vision because I was being challenged by those diseases, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, whatnot. And I remember waking up a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't see. And I had to go buy some dollar glasses just to see. And I went to church not being able to really see. And so after the 3-day shut-in, I was on my way home. Someone texted me, and I actually didn't have my glasses. And I looked down and I read the text message, and right then and there I realized, oh my goodness, my sight came back. And that was one of my prayers while I was in a 3-day shut-in, that I would get my sight completely back and I wouldn't have any problems from that. And God answered, and not only that, I went in, I took some blood tests, so I'm thanking God that it's going to come out, everything's going to come out fine. So I just praise God for the report and the fact that you were a pastor, you stuck to the word of God. You said that you were going to be there, be a part of the shut-in. You were there. You stayed in for 3 days with us. You did not leave us. You did not say you'll pray for us later on. You actually physically was there for all 3 days. So everything that we went through, you went through. And I thank God that he had all of us. So that was my testimony. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sabrina. Praise God. I was able to get online. I had a presentation I thought was going to go as longer. Anyway, God fixed it. I'm online. But I want to just praise God for the 3-day shut-in fast. The power of God came in, spoke to every single one of us that was there. Specifically, he gave us specifics. God used Pastor Smith. And basically, I just want to encourage everyone, when you get a word, you pray over the word, and you allow the Lord to deliver the word that he said. It's already done. Pastor Smith will say, you put a fork in it. You put a fork in it. God is interested in everything. He even gave my 13-year-old a word. So I'm just thanking and praising God, Pastor. I wanted to let you know I haven't had any pain. I hadn't testified about this in a long time or in a while. I don't even know if I testified about it at all. But this just excruciating pain. And I never told you that out of all the turmoil and challenges I've had. Never told you about my body being in excruciating pain. I have been since then walking around, Pastor, no pain. And I just thank God. And I'm like, I don't even know what it feels like not to have pain. But I'm thanking God today and praising him for what he's done. So just be encouraged, saints. Hang on to the word. And if you don't fast, start. God gets connected to your spirit. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, we thank you for the power of the working word of God. We need the breath of God to anoint this word. Forgive us for anything, oh Father, that will hinder this word from being a word for the hearers to be healed. We need your healing power in this hour, and we thank you for our sins is under the blood. And we can go directly to the throne room tonight, receive mercy and help because we have need of it. In Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Joel, the second chapter, verses 25 through 27, and Acts 3, verse 19. Again, there's Joel, the second chapter, verses 25 through 27, and Acts 3, and verse 19. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement. We went through the fast, and thank God for the ones that was there the whole 3 days and three nights, and the one that fasted 3 days and three nights. We thank God for victory, and we were all there together in praise and worship and in thanksgiving. So that fast did many things for the people that came and believed. And this word is about being refreshed. And the Lord was revealing to me that people's lives is like a pressure cooker in this time. We're under so much pressure. And if a pressure cooker is not controlled properly, everything will explode. So we went before God because people are under pressure as never before. And the only one can refresh us is the Holy Spirit. The only one that can restore us is the Holy Spirit. And so we came together. Because the word of God says some things come forth by much prayer and much fasting. And I thank God for the ones that send their prayer requests, email, and we laid hands and pray individually for those needs to be met. And we believe for you receiving breakthroughs by faith in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for the praise report on how God is really releasing His word over His people. And if He promised you something, the Spirit of God will fulfill it. And in that fasting, there were many opposition. It was a fast, but there were many opposition. So when there's a great breakthrough in your life, there are going to be an enemy, Satan, that's going to oppose your breakthrough. And there were many attacks to prevent us from going through that 3 day and three night. It was warfare, saints of God. And you that was there, you've seen the warfare. There was so much of a struggle to stop that fast. But we stood fast. We stood in spite of the opposition, in spite of the encounters. We didn't complain. We stayed in peace. I'm talking about the peace of God. And because we stayed in peace, the Spirit of God came in and stopped the opposition, everything that was opposing us. So this is the word to let you know when you're getting ready to get a great breakthrough, something that's going to bring your life into a place where it's healthy. Where there's a fresh start, make things healthy again. When things that seem to like don't want to come in submission to God, when that thing is going on, and there isn't good qualities in your life, and everything is broke down in your personal life, in your family life, in your health, in your finance, when things are inadequate in so many words, when things are so low in your life and empty. When God says time for you to be refreshed, thanks to God, that's the plan of God for your life. And the enemy will come in to oppose you from receiving this. And so there was great opposition. But I want you to understand by the word of God, when God decrees something over your life, a decree, He's going to fulfill that decree. Opposition cannot stop God. because time of refreshing come from God to restore. Opposition will come. So many people, when they're going through opposition, they give up. And they faint. But that's the time to hold fast, because it's a warfare, but the Spirit of God is warring for you. Everything that desire to come against us, to oppose us in that fast, I'm talking about the attacks, the encounters, the things that we went through that fast, God prevented. God prevented. God gave us favors, and everything came subject to the decree that God has spoken, that it was time for restoration. I mean, we received breakthroughs, favors, miracles, restitution, things that we could not do for ourselves, the Holy Ghost did for us. We're going to begin with Joel 2:25-27, please.
And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that... Okay.
Go on, Sister Cooks, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
This is so powerful. We went through just that, thanks to God. He said, I will give you back what you lost, the years which the locusts ate up your crops. He said, you will have plenty and will be satisfied. And you will praise the Lord your God who has done one. Now, God did, is doing all this. You will praise God who has done wonderful things for you. He said, you'll never be despised again. And you will know that I am with you. God showed us that he was with us. Those things that was coming against us. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. You that is standing on the promises of God. Believe in God. God wants you to know that he is your restorer. I'm talking about the personal things that I read in the the ones that sent the prayer requests and the ones that was there, those personal things in your life, those health issues, the finance, the jobless issues, the things that's causing families to be in discord. We've seen families get healed on Sunday. We've seen the Spirit of God move through the Word of God. The man of God preached the Word of God. We've seen the Spirit of God restore. We've seen the Spirit of God make healthy. We've seen the Spirit of God open doors. We've seen it by the Holy Ghost. We've seen the Spirit of God move over the people with our own eyes, saints of God. And so what I'm saying, God is the one that institutes. God is the one that give us a new beginning. God is the one that bring forth a recovery spirit. God is the one that come into that place where everything is inadequate, insufficient, that he comes in and restore. We've seen it with our own eyes on Sunday. And so what am I saying tonight? You need to stand, and you need to stand on what God says for you, that he will fulfill his promise in spite of the opposition. There may have been opposition that has been coming against you, even though we are praying. But God wants you to know when he decree a thing, it will be fulfilled. Opposition cannot stop the power of God. It's time of refreshing. It's time for restoration. It's time for those things that the enemy thinks has been eliminated in your life. Those things that appear to be worthless, of no good quality in your life, that appear like it's not ever going to resurrect. It's resurrection time, saints of God. It's resurrection time. The Spirit of God wants you to know that he moves when you fast and pray. Remember when Jesus went through that fast in the desert. The enemy came to oppose Jesus. He's going to come to oppose us. He came in every way he could possibly could to distract Jesus, to hinder him, to stop him from fasting. But he spoke the word over that demonic power. When the enemy came, God so perfectly came in. And Penny, we got a message through an email. And Penny said, I cannot read it because I may go off. And the Holy Spirit allowed me to read the message. And the spirit of peace was upon me. I was in the rest of God. We don't have rest, saints. We have to enter into the rest of God, and we have to seek from laboring. There was no laboring spirit within me. I was in the rest of God, and as I read the text and I made the call, the Spirit of God took over, and the Spirit of God opened up a door for free. What am I saying? When you are going through and it's time for restoration for your life, there are going to be opposition. You're not just going to walk through picking up lilies and flowers. You're not going to skip through it. The enemy come to oppose you. He don't want you healed. He don't want homes to be in order. He don't want your personal life to be in order. He wants you to be poor. He wants you to be worthless. He wants you to have things of no quality. He wants you to be empty. He wants things to be inadequate. That's what the enemy's desire. He wants bad health. He wants you to be jobless. He wants you to be homeless. But this is the time of restoration. And God said he will go back. He will give you back all the years you lost. You must stand on this word by faith. Everything that has been eaten up, the devil is a devourer. Everything that he has devoured from you. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, opposition is going to come. It came against Jesus. If you think that you're not going to have opposition, you need to throw in the towel and just give it up. Opposition is going to come when there's a great breakthrough that's going to change your life, your family life, and everything around you. That's going to come into a place of refreshing, a place of restoration. A thing when things has been changed and God begin to give you a head start again and things begin to come into place for establishment that has fell apart. That means new beginning, new experience. God gonna bring strength in that place where it has been unhealthy. And that's what happened with Jesus. The enemy came to tempt him in every place he possibly could. But Jesus stood on the word of God. He came against the devil with the word of God. And when Jesus came out for that fast, he came out anointed with power against demonic spirits. And every spirit had to come subject to Jesus because he obeyed the will of God. We obey the will of God. And this is a word of encouragement for you. If you're going through any opposition right now, if you're encountering anything right now, it will not prevent the time of breakthrough for you, the time of refreshing for you, because it's not about you. It's about God fulfilling his promise in spite of opposition. It has been decreed by God. It will be fulfilled by God. It is God's purpose for you, and the enemy can't stop it. Acts 3 and 19, please.
Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
This is about, we're in resurrection time, saints of God. Palm Sunday was last week. We're having resurrection service on Sunday. It's a time of refreshing. We have gone through the place where we have repented. We have turned to God. He said he will forgive you of your sins. And now, and God will bring forth what? A time of refreshing. It will come from the Lord. Why? He sent Jesus. I want you to be encouraged. I don't care what is going on in your life. If you have gone to a place of God and have repented, when you make errors and mistakes, and we do it all the time, there's no one that does not make errors or mistakes. Don't you let anyone keep you in a box tonight. You receive your breakthrough by faith because you are in a place where you have gone before
Clara.
The Most High God and you have repented.
What drawer is
he said, when you repent, it's a time of refreshing. I thank God for the time
Where?
Of refreshing for
on.
You tonight in Jesus'
Where,
name. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I mute this phone by the blood of Jesus. I thank you that the enemy will not come in to oppose this word in Jesus' name. So I'm telling you, saints of God, when you're going through a warfare, I want you to know that Jesus is fighting for you. He's giving you favors tonight. Where there's disharmony, he's going to bring harmony in that area. Where there's disagreement, he's going to cause that thing to come in agreement with his will. Where there's misunderstanding, he's going to make that spirit to bow to him. Where there's dispute, he's going to make that spirit bow to him. Where there's division, he's going to make that thing agree with his word tonight. You must believe that it's your time of restoration. We've seen the hands of God move in that 3 days and three nights. Opposition came against us, but the Spirit of God moved for us. He did the work for us. It was warfare, but he was in the battle. All we had to do was remain in praise and thanksgiving to God that we were in the right place. Just as Paul and Silas was in Acts 16, when the enemy came to oppose them because he was teaching truth and righteousness, they threw him in jail. He and Silas was thrown in jail, but they began to praise God. They began to worship God. And the word of God said their chains was broken and everyone's bands was loose. That's what you got to stand on, the word of God, because you're doing the will of God. And when you begin to praise and give thanks to God, God comes in and those things that's in your life, God calls it to become like an earthquake. He begins to shake everything that's working against you. He'll begin to move everything that's working against you. He'll begin to come against everything that has you bound up. And that's what God did for Paul and Silas. And you are God's people, and he wants you to know he's shaking like an earthquake. He's moving in those places that the devil said will not be moved. He's resurrecting those things that the devil said is dead. He's doing a work. He's throwing down just for you tonight. He wants you to know you're not second rated. You are not low graded. You are the spirit. You have the Spirit of God within you, and God is doing the supernatural for you, and he's causing an earthquake to move against those things that's moving against you. He did it for us. He did it for Paul and Silas. He without respect of person. You got to believe that chains is falling off of you. You got to believe that those things that had you down, you've been broke. You're breaking forth by the Holy Ghost. You got to know it's your time of what? A restoration. That your family is saved by faith because Jesus is drawing them to him. That it's not, you can't do it, but the Spirit of God said, I will fulfill my promise. Everything I have decreed, that's the promises of God. He said, he will fulfill it for his purpose. And whatever have opposed you, it's time for breakthrough. It's time. And the devil cannot stop it. So what do? We praise God. We begin to thank God. And the Spirit of God opened up the doors, gave us favors. Everything worked together for our good because we were what? In the will of God. In the will of God. Even though there were opposition. Opposition cannot stop the purpose of God in your life. This is a word of encouragement. This is a word for you to stand still, for you to see the salvation of the Lord. This is a word to see, for you to know that God going to resurrect those things. He going to heal those places. He going to restore those families. He going to bring back the backslider. He going to open doors that have been closed. He going to fulfill his promise to you by faith in Jesus' name. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any prayer request, we're going to go now.
This is Sister Cece. And I want to pray for my nephew. And I don't really know where he is or what he's doing, but, yeah, he's out in the world. So I want to lift him up in prayer and lift Tanya Jackson family up in prayer. They're going through some trials and tribulations at this time as well.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word and your spirit. And Father, we thank you that you have control of the pressure cooker. Things in our lives that have had us under pressure, that it's time to be refreshed. Things that had us going on and on, having our lives in a state where it has not been healthy. But things have fell apart. Families have fell apart. Lost jobs and homes. Needs need to be met. Finance is out of order. Personal lives has been out of order. Been in a place where it looks like everything around us has been eliminated. But we are not discord. We are not thrown away. You love us with the everlasting love. That's why you sent your son, Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you promised us that you came to fulfill the promise of Abraham. And you did it through your birth and through your death and your resurrection. And, Father, we thank you tonight for anyone tonight that's in a place of recovery, that the Spirit of God wants them to know tonight, whatever is opposing them, they are not defeated. Whatever conflicts they are facing at this time, the attack, whatever they are encountering, whatever the struggles they are going through, whatever place they seem like there's no favors, God wants them to know tonight that you said you will give back what they have lost, the thing that the locust has eaten up, that he's going to satisfy you, and you need to praise God. Father, I thank you for the spirit of praise and worship. Begin to take them over, the attitude of thanksgiving to God, praising him because of his mighty acts. I come against anything that will hinder them from praising God with a spirit of humility. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the spirit of praise and worship to engulf your people tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the Lord is on their side, that the change is coming forth by the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. It's time for manifestation. We thank you for the change in their families, in their finance, that there's no homelessness. We decree it by faith that you shall establish it in Jesus' name, that their finance is coming in order, that their health is in order, that their children are in order. We thank you for drawing in their loved one and saving them. We thank you for overthrowing all the things they have lost favors in, that the Spirit of God will grant them favors. We thank you right now for things that have not been in harmony with them, that the spirit of harmony will fall over their lives. We thank you for for the struggles that the Spirit of God is in the midst. We thank you, God, that they're out of the warfare, that you are fighting for them in the spirit of praise and worship to God will overtake their spirit, their mind, their soul in Jesus' name. We renounce the works of Satan. We thank you that it's breakthrough time. It's time of refreshing. It's time that the Spirit of God going to cause us to walk into those places that the devil say is dead, that the Spirit of God will bring resurrection in all things that the enemy has came and he has tried to cause us to think that we're never coming out. We're coming out because of Christ. We're coming out because of the cross. We're coming out because of what Jesus did. We thank you, God, that you use a perfect illustration in the book of Acts, how you brought Paul and Silas out when there was opposition, when they were chained down, when everything seemed as though they were not coming out. God, you came in like an earthquake. You shook everything, and the foundation was moved, and every band was loose. We thank you tonight that the foundation's been moved, those things that have them bound up, that the Spirit of God's loosening them from chain, that they got to believe this by faith in Jesus' name. They're healed, they're delivered, they're set free. Everything that God says shall resurrect in their life. We bind the spirit of unbelief in Jesus' name. We send it back to the pits in Jesus' name. We have all believe in God tonight. We must all believe in God tonight that if he said it, he said he decreed it, he will fulfill his promise. I thank you for fulfilling your promise tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this nephew that you know where he is, Lord. He is not lost. She thinks he's lost, but he is not. I thank you, Father, that your spirit draw this prodigal son back and that he receives Jesus, Lord, that the Spirit of God prepare him now for salvation, his heart, mind, spirit, and soul. Thank you for attending to the needs of Tanja and her family, that the Spirit of God will heal that family from all the things they're going through, from all the things they're experiencing, from all the things that's falling apart. That house is an unhealthy house. It has to have the spirit of the blood over the house. I apply the blood of Jesus over that house to make that house healthy again by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for the believers this night in the name of Jesus who's standing in faith. I thank you for the new beginning in their lives, oh God. I thank you, God, for upholding them and supporting them. I thank you, God, for they being revived tonight. Their help is on the way. That the Spirit of God is touching everything that's in a sleep. And he's rousing and waking up tonight in Jesus' name. That those things that need to be resurrected, he's recreating, he's reviving in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the gloom and doom is gone by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, oh God, by faith, that they're going to begin to praise you. They're going to begin to give you thanksgiving. I read in your word in the book of Chronicles, when the enemy was on every side of Jehoshaphat, when he began to praise God and begin to give him thanksgiving, the enemy came against himself. Oh, Father, there are some, the enemy is on every side, but they need to praise and give God thanksgiving so that the enemy in their lives can come into utter confusion. You brought the enemy in utter confusion, and you gave Jehoshaphat the spoils of the enemy. Your people need the spoils of the enemy tonight, and they need to begin to praise him, begin to thank God that it's done by faith in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father Jesus, that your word said it. We believe it. We stand on it. We will not be moved. We are in praise. We are in thanksgiving. Bless Resurrection Sunday, God. We thank you for the Spirit of God to draw in, to save to the utmost, to heal every wounded spirit, to heal and restore health in Jesus' name. I thank you right now, Father Jesus, for those seeds, those wounded seeds that the Spirit of God, Jeremiah 30:17, he said, I will heal you of your wounds and I will restore your health. Restore every unhealthy place, oh God, in the people of God. Some people was born with wounds because their parents was wounded. And their seed is wounded, and they came forth wounded. But tonight, we thank you for the Spirit of God to heal the wounded, the children don't understand why they're going through, the parents that's going through because of their ancestor. But I thank you tonight, Father, that your word says in Jeremiah 30:17, I will heal your wound and restore your health. I thank you tonight, God, that the spirit of health will come now in the lives of the people. Those that have been wounded, was born in wound, were birthed in wound. In the wound, there was a seed that was wounded, that the Spirit of God began to heal them from their wound tonight and begin to restore their health. Those things that have been dysfunctional in their life, not realizing they came into this earth wounded. But we thank you for health, for the restore, to heal them of every wound, things that have been challenged with before they came into the earth and walked in those places, oh God, that's caused them to walk in defeat, to cause them, oh God, not to come out. But tonight, Satan, we give you notice. That woman that carried that baby, the seed in her husband herself, there were seeds that was wounded, that your words are heal you your wound and restore you to your health. I thank you that it's resurrection time in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God move and heal in wounded souls tonight. And God, we praise you for it. And God, we thank you for it. And we give you thanksgiving that you're a restorer of health tonight. We read it in your word, Jeremiah 30:17, that the Spirit of God is moving in all those places, God, to those things that we never could understand because of a seed in our mother's womb, a seed of woundedness, oh God, where we was wounded before we came out, that the Spirit of God is moving on your beloved in healing us of wounds that we didn't realize that we were wounded in. Heal homes of wounds. Heal lives that's wounded. Heal tonight in Jesus' name. Those wounds that cause us to be addicted, bad habits, never could prosper, never could come out of situation. Those wounds of anger and bitterness. Those wounds, oh Father, that has us in constantly conflict with our families and others. Those wounds, oh God, that drive us as vagabonds. Heal us tonight of our wounds, Father, that we would conceive. But, Father, you've seen, and your remedy was Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, who came to restore us back to God and to reconcile us back to the Father. We thank you for the Spirit of God to go into all those places, touch all those places that's wounded, and restore according to your word. And we praise you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday in Jesus' name. God bless you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Bring them through.
Want to get involved?
Got comments or suggestions?
Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.